Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito, and this evening we'll be in conversation with John Spencer from the Cincinnati Contemporary Jazz Orchestra, talking about a fantastic program coming to Memorial Hall on Friday, July 7th at 7:30 p.m. Cincinnati Contemporary Jazz Orchestra presents Come Together, a concert of gospel and jazz. Good evening, John. How are you doing?
Good evening, Ron. Very happy to be here. Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you, brother. I'm excited because I actually see the record that this concert is based on. So why don't we start with the record and how it inspired you guys to put this concert together.
This is the first gospel record I ever bought. I bought it because I was a jazz lover in 1963. In those days, there was no internet. There was radio, but mostly how you got to discover things was go to the record store. And if you were a kid like I was, you didn't get to hear it. You just read the liner notes and looked at the album and took a chance. I was interested in hearing the Dukes of Dixieland. It happened that the Clara Ward Singers were on the album, and that produced a lifelong love of gospel music as well as jazz and other things. So that's how that got going. The record has an interesting history because at the time, it's not like in the days when Benny Goodman hired Teddy Wilson, which was sort of the Jackie Robinson of jazz in 1935. But it still was common that African-American groups and white groups played different venues. And a producer who I happened to have had the good fortune to have met, not to know well, but to have spent a little time with, John Hammond, a legend who discovered and was the first one to record, and I'll just say three names, Billie Holiday, Bob Dylan, and Bruce Springsteen. And he did many other things. He was a great guy. He grew up in a wealthy home where they had servants. And while the family was upstairs listening to classical music, he was, this is the way the story is told, in the basement listening to gospel and blues and other things, and became known for his support of African-American musicians. So this was a landmark album.
So it served as the inspiration to bring together the Cincinnati Contemporary Jazz Orchestra with gospel singers from a dozen Cincinnati African-American churches. The performance is going to benefit the Seven Hills Neighborhood House in Cincinnati's West End. So Adrian Cunningham is going to be a big part of this production as well, isn't he?
Adrian is the big part of this production as far as I'm concerned. Having developed a love of gospel music, I go to the Gospel Fest at the Allen AME Church every year. And at the time that I had had the idea to do this concert, the album's never been reissued on CD, never been performed live. I was looking for somebody to be music director, and this is an amazing event. And one man and what he did with his chorus stood out because he did it a cappella. And in a cappella, the singers can't hide. So the fact that he had the courage to do that and his talent, and then I read his bio, he's a trained opera singer, actually has dual degrees in business management and music performance. And I said, he's the guy. And so the following Sunday, I went to New Jerusalem Baptist Church, where he's minister of music. That's the church of which Damon Lynch Jr. is the pastor. That's the father of Damon Lynch III. I talked to him and we got together and we've got a budding friendship going as well as a musical partnership.
And I want to tell you, from my experience, there is some brilliant musicianship in modern day gospel. So I can imagine what Adrian is bringing to this bill.
The musicians at the most recent Cincinnati Entertainment Awards were voted Best Jazz Ensemble in Cincinnati, which we're pretty proud of after only 5 years. So,
and I'm sure you can name some names that are in the Cincinnati Contemporary Jazz Orchestra that many of us would know.
Yes. Well, Phil DeGregg is definitely a name, maybe the name that folks would know. I want to give a shout out to Scott Belk, who was, along with Leanne Anklin, who's the general manager of the Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra. And at the time, I was president of the Chamber Music Cincinnati here.
Oh, yeah.
So we had an eclectic mix of folks. Scott had to step down when he got made head of performance studies at CCM. And so Rob Parton's taken over as artistic director. But for this concert, Adrian Cunningham is going to lead and conduct the band.
So for people who haven't, you know, kind of experienced the kind of gospel music that we're talking about, particularly from that era where Clara Ward and her singers, I mean, it was the top of the top at that time.
Yes, without a doubt.
Can you describe a little bit, John, what this will sound like?
Well, this will sound like music that most people who are around today would love, because if they love blues music, for instance, these two musical forms are connected. If they love Absolutely. Rock and roll, particularly of that period, you're going to have a very vibrant music, singing and playing that I think most people will be able to identify. The orchestra will be playing Dixieland music, and whether people know the term Dixieland or not, that's music that would be familiar to people. I think anybody who hears it, it's still played today. It's music that makes you want to get up off your feet
yeah.
and dance.
This is up-tempo stuff. It's a lot of hand clapping. It's a lot of like, we're probably not going to be sitting down too long at this concert.
I know that I won't be.
And man, the renovation of Memorial Hall.
The renovation of Memorial Hall. I've been at a number of performances there. What Bill Bauman and his team and now Josh Steele, who's running the hall, have done is nothing short of amazing. The variety of music that's being played there. And frankly, in terms of for acoustic music, so non-amplified music, I'm not sure that there's a better hall in Cincinnati. And if I could add one thing, the inspiration for this was that there have been some divisions in society, some of which involve firearms going back to the last couple of years. And we decided that we wanted to do something, and what can a bunch of regular folks do? And when you're musicians, music is the answer to everything. So we thought maybe the combination of the Dukes of Dixieland, which was an all-white, all-male jazz band, and an all-African-American, all-female gospel group would bring people together, and that's what we hope. And we want everybody, no matter who they are, to feel welcome and excited about what they're going to hear on July 7th.
Well, what they're
going to
hear is top shelf.
Top shelf. And actually, I heard the singers rehearse. They're unbelievable.
We want to thank John Spencer from the Cincinnati Contemporary Jazz Orchestra for coming in this evening and talking with us about a great program coming up on Friday, July 7th at Memorial Hall, 7:30 p.m., a great recreation of the record, We Gotta Shout, the Dukes of Dixieland with Clara Ward and her gospel singers. It's going to be Adrian Cunningham leading a great group of gospel singers, and of course with the Cincinnati Contemporary Jazz Orchestra. More information about this can be found on our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito. Have a great evening.